This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome to the show. Ahead this week, we have a first WHL team to punch their ticket to the 2025 WHL playoffs. More on that in a moment. Plus, taking a closer look at two WHL rookies, one the Rookie of the Week in Tri-City Americans forward Savin Virk, the other the WHL Rookie of the Month for January. That's Daxon Rudolph of the Prince Albert Raiders. We'll hear from both as they navigate their first WHL season. And Vancouver Giants head coach Manny Viveros will join us in a revealing look at his battle with cancer that was both physical and mental from a few years back. Don't miss that. First up, the Everett Silvertips are the first WHL team to punch their ticket to the 2025 WHL playoffs. The Silvertips, though, taking everything all in stride, according to head coach Steve Hamilton.
Honestly, John, we've had two goals all year long, and one is to secure a playoff spot. The other one is to keep our special teams combined above a certain percentage. Those are the two team goals we've had all year. I think being humble and hardworking and being very much day-to-day has been a big part of our process. And you want to give yourself an opportunity to compete in the postseason, and you can never take that for granted. And obviously we've had a good start and lots of good things have happened, but nothing's changed on our goal board. That's been the single biggest thing we've talked about, is just earning the right to be a playoff team. And then, you know, if you're fortunate enough to do that, you can possibly reassess. But until that's something we can check off our list, it'll remain a to-do.
Spokane, Victoria, and Calgary are next up, with potential clinching scenarios coming as early as next week.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week radio edition.
Vancouver Giants head coach Manny Viveros says he owes his life to hockey in more ways than one. In conversation with the WHL's Cammy Koepke, Viveros detailed a two-pronged battle with cancer and a mental health battle that ensued. The former WHL champion and coach of the year was with the Henderson Silver Knights in the AHL when the team's medical staff found some abnormalities in a routine blood test. It would lead to a prostate cancer diagnosis.
But I was fortunate enough to get in early, very fortunate enough to see some really good people in the United States who took care of me right away. And I ended up going through, the treatment program and the operation on top of that. And just before starting my, some of the treatment after my operation, we ended up doing another test on me, a colonoscopy, and which is completely random. It wasn't, had nothing to do with the first cancer of prostate, but they found something in my colon, and which was a huge shock to me. So I had to go in and do the same type of operation that I had done before again within a few months period, which at that time was kind of risky, but something we felt we had to get done right away. So I ended up having to treat two cancers at once. But having said that, the doctor said it's a bit of a blessing in disguise here, because we can treat both pretty aggressively at the same time, which is going to help both of them. And they threw everything at me and they said, this is going to be difficult, but you're going to have to, we can do this, because if we're going to do it the right way. And it beat me up. There's no question. Physically, it really beat me up, and even more so mentally. But again, through strong support and being fortunate of being young enough, I'm able to overcome that as far as the physical part of it. And it's a shock. So you take nothing for granted, because I felt fine before. There were really not a whole lot of symptoms other than being a little bit older and having little aches and pains in here. But it's important to, now, in hindsight, is how important screening is getting, going to a doctor once a year or whatever, getting these checkups or the blood work done. And a lot of it is preventable if you do it and diligent enough to do it early enough. And I was very fortunate. There's no question about it.
Viveros was 55 at the time and feels he has bounced back to 100%.
You know what? I'm in as good a spot I've ever been as far as the physical point of it, too. I've been very fortunate enough that, the doctors firmly believe that we beat this. We're lucky enough to catch it early enough. And I'm back as far as physically 100%. I feel as good as I ever did, even before pre-cancer. From the mental health part of it too, it's the first time in a long, long time where I feel really, you know, how I was before pre-cancer. And that for me is the biggest thing too. I see it every day as far as being around my family or how I just approach life every day too. And it's, you know, one thing about that is the physical struggle that people have to go through with battling cancer, but even more so, it's the mental stress that it puts on a person. And it's really difficult to, at times, to get through that. But I was so lucky to have such a good support group with family and friends, and they were able to help me through that too. So that's important, really important for me. But I feel as good as I've ever felt in a long time. So that's, you know, it's a blessing, and I'm enjoying every minute of it so far.
Like he did as a player, Manny suited up and took the battle head on, and that also took its toll.
At that time, I was kind of numb from it, and I wasn't really sure that I just handled like I handled in the first part of it also, too. I said, okay, this is another challenge. I'm going to fight this. Let's get going. Let's do it. And that's kind of, you know, my, you know, being in hockey, and that's the type of attitude that being an athlete from before also too, you face challenges head on here. So that's the challenge, the way I looked at it. I didn't realize till later on what a toll it was on mentally for me, my mental health after that. Everything was done, the treatment was done, and I also found out, you know, we're heading in the right direction. That's where, you know, my tank was empty, so to speak, as far as being able to handle, you know, just even daily chores as far as getting doing things. And it was tough to get through that. But again, having said that, I got professional help, and more importantly, I had the support staff with me here, as far as my family, my wife, my kids, and some really, really good friends that walked me through this, that I was able to overcome it. So my message, you know, I always, if any chance to help anybody or talk to anybody that is as difficult as this here, you can get through difficult times here. And again, more importantly, get screened early. That can make the difference whether between your life or death. There's no question about it.
He also learned a lot along the way of who had his back in his time of need.
Well, I would put this in perspective of really, if I, how close the hockey world and how close people are, a family it is. Without the help in hockey, good chance I could be dead, you know. And I was very fortunate enough in Las Vegas here, just the hockey family. I ended up talking to some people through the LA's organization, who was a staff member with the LA Kings, who had a bout with cancer and had found out that I had cancer too. But he helped me connect with a group out of the USC in the United States, and they're one of the best in cancer researchers in the world. And he got me into seeing a specialist in there, and they took good care of me. Without the hockey family or the hockey world, the people that you've known over the years, that and the friendships and connections, that may never happen. And that's how fortunate and privileged you are of what we're doing as a living here. And it saved my life. It really did. I was very fortunate and eternally grateful to the people that helped me, supported me.
The complete story with Cammy Koepke and Manny Viveros is online at WHL.ca.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Former first overall pick in the 2023 WHL Prospects Draft, Daxon Rudolph, is coming off a big month. The WHL Rookie of the Month for January sat down with Nick Nielsen in Prince Albert.
First off, I mean, we got to talk about the Rookie of the Month award here. Obviously, you had a great January with points in 12 games there. Couldn't get one in that last month of January, but still, absolutely great month for you here. What's that mean to you?
Yeah, it's super exciting. I think just starting to climb as the season goes is always a good sign. And as a team as well, I think we've been playing the way we can, and we've been climbing in the standings, and I think that just helps every individual as well.
Now, this year, I mean, I took a look at your stats here not that long ago. The first 21 games of your career here in the WHL, you had one goal, three assists. Now, the next 21 games here, you've got three goals and 16 assists in that time here. Is there a moment in the season where you felt like things kind of clicked for you, where you're starting to figure out this league a little bit more and how your game kind of fits into the WHL?
I wouldn't say there's a certain point where it all of a sudden clicked. I just think each and every day building has helped me the most, and I mean, obviously to start the year, it's just new league, new team, new systems, new everything for a lot of the guys. And I think that's kind of what allowed us not to play at our best or get the wins that we wanted. But I think, yeah, as the season's gone on, we've all gelled together as a team. And for myself, I think just getting more confidence each and every game in this league and just starting to play my game and contribute offensively is just what I want to do. And I think that helps the team get the wins, and that's what we want. So
now, obviously, I've talked to you about this in past interviews before, but you're playing with Justice Christensen for a long time this year here, of course, the team's captain, a bit of a mentor here. You know, what's it meant to have him as your defensive partner and a guy who can lead you by example on the ice as well?
Yeah, he's awesome for me, especially as a young guy. Looking up to him on and off the ice has been amazing for me. He's kind of took me under his wing a little bit, especially now that we're D partners, and I think we're starting to build some chemistry and work really well together. So, yeah, I love looking across the blue line and having him there. Good guy, someone I can talk to at any time, and true captain.
Daxon, I want to ask you about the expectations of being the first overall pick in the league, because you look at some of the other guys who've been drafted first overall: Landon DuPont, Berkeley Canton and Swift in Spokane, Gavin McKenna in Medicine Hat. These are all guys still in the league. We go one extra year back and you got Connor Bedard in that as well. Do you look at those other guys that are drafted first overall and do you compare yourself to them at all? Does that give you expectations, or is that something that's out of sight, out of mind for you?
It's definitely cool to be in the same category as those guys. They're obviously unbelievable players. I wouldn't say compare myself too much. We're all different players, obviously. Me and Landon are the two defensemen in that group. So maybe a little bit there, just because we always compete against each other, especially last year and this year as well. But no, it's more just outside noise. It's kind of just something in the past now that already happened, and just try to focus on getting better each and every day and kind of just proving why I was taken in that first overall pick. So
When I talk to you for interviews and stuff, I can't believe you're only 16 years old. You carry yourself so mature and just like a true pro already. And I'm wondering, is there anybody in your past who's helped you get to this point who maybe you help attribute to that a little bit, or anybody who kind of got you that maturity in the game a bit?
Yeah, I think just getting exposure and getting more practice talking in front of people is something my mom's always pushed on me. That's really important to her, and how you carry yourself. And I think, yeah, just her and my dad have both been really good role models for me off the ice especially. But I've had a couple amazing coaches as well. Ryan Smith, when I was really young, was good for me. And then Adam Surgery and Brendan Menard as well are two guys that really, really good, mature pros and treat everyone like they're a pro no matter what. So those guys are all big role models for me, and I just try and carry myself in the best way possible. And yeah, I think just as far as speaking in public or interviews, stuff like that, is just be practice and comfortability now.
Well, it's evident in the way you carry yourself on the ice too, because from the very first game this season, it looked like you belonged here in the WHL. I mean, it helps that you score a goal in your first game of the season, Ed. But now, I mean, we've seen this team turn things around from a tough start to now all of a sudden this team's one of the hottest in the league here, going into a tough stretch against some Alberta teams. What's kind of your thoughts going into this stretch against some teams that you know you're going to have to go through in the playoffs here coming up at the end of the season?
Yeah, it's exciting. These teams that we're about to play are looked at as top in the league, and I think we're right there with them. I think that's our mindset within our room. We got to go through them at some point, so may as well send that message now. And these three games here, I guess four, will be big tests for our group, but I think we're ready for it, and we compete and play like we can. I think we'll be just fine.
Daxon Rudolph, thank you so much for joining me.
Yes, thank you.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Well, after a 7-point week, including a first WHL hat trick with an overtime winner, Tri-City Americans forward Savin Virk is the WHL Rookie of the Week. We chatted before a game in Kamloops.
He is the WHL Rookie of the Week after putting up 7 points in three games, and he joins us here, Savin Virk from the Tri-City Americans. Sav, I would say that things went pretty well for you this past week. You guys are finding ways, and he scored a big overtime goal against Prince George as well.
Yeah, I mean, it was nice to get the hat trick, my first career WHL hat trick. That's something you'll never forget, right? I got a nice pass from Jake Sloan. And yeah, it's just it's nice. We got to find more consistency, but you know, I think overall we had a good week.
Yeah, I think it was a good week here. What's motivating the Tri-City Americans? We're about 6 weeks out before playoffs begin. You're kind of in that 6-7 spot. There's a chance to maybe grab five. What are some of the goals and things you guys are talking about as a team?
Yeah, I think like you kind of said, like I said as well, consistency is a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, we've had really good games, and you know, the following game has kind of been a letdown, right? So, I just think if we consistently play our game, I don't think it'll be very tough for any team to beat us. I believe, and I mean, that's truly the belief in the locker room and belief in the coaching staff, and we all believe that we can seriously do some damage if we find that consistency.
Savin, how do you get your name into that NHL Central Scouting discussion? You know, I know you came over late from the BCHL this season with the rules changing, but I know that's got to be a focus here for you, and this past week will help, but how do you find your way into that conversation?
Yeah, you know, obviously it's changing leagues is obviously mid-season. It's tough.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think just keeping your head down, not worrying about that kind of stuff, just playing my game and playing for the team, and, you know, that all that stuff will come if you're playing the right way, and you know, it's all about finding the consistency. And if you do that and you do the little things right, and you know, then you get rewarded with some of that stuff. But yeah, you don't really think about it. I don't really think about it much. You just got to keep your head down, and whatever happens, happens.
You left the BCHL here mid-season. What was sort of the main, you know, reason for that for you here? You were a third-round pick of the Tri-City Americans in 2022. You were a player that this league knew about, obviously, here. But still a big jump to make the change.
Yeah, I think just, you know, Tri-City was always an option. Getting fortunate enough to draft it in a great organization like this one. At the end of the day, though, I wanted to go to school. That was my main priority. I wanted to go to college, and I was fortunate enough to pick up a scholarship with Michigan State, and that was my main goal. And you know, this rule change that happened kind of allowed me to, you know, fulfill my WHL dream, but also maintain my number one priority, which is the Michigan State scholarship. And yeah, everyone was on board, and it was kind of a smooth transition, which was nice.
You're seemingly finding some chemistry with some line mates. I know Cash Cook's been a little bit banged up here lately, but tell me who you've been playing with here and how you've been able to, you know, find some success. You mentioned Jake Sloan as well, who sets you up there in overtime.
Yeah, it's been sometimes, you know, it's throughout the season, there's so many different line changes and combinations. But lately this week I've been with Sloan and Curran, and you know, we've just found right areas to, you know, attack the ice in the offensive zone, and we found a little bit of success here, and you know, that's the biggest thing, is we want to maintain that and keep it going, and you know, hopefully the plan is to keep all this going until playoffs.
I heard recently the Virk household in Surrey, you hosted a big team gathering. The team was playing the Giants there in Langley, so not too far away, and you were able to host the entire team at your house. What was that night like?
It was awesome. Yeah, I mean, super, super fortunate to have parents that were supportive, and I wanted to do that. It was a lot of food, but you know, it was really fun. It was just a great team bonding, and you know, coaches were there and trainers, and you know, our announcer was there, and it was just a great time. And you know, home cooked meal, it's tough, it's a long season, right? So a lot of meals on the road, a lot of meals in restaurants. So I mean, it was nice to, for me personally, it was nice to go back home and see family and have a home cooked meal. And but yeah, the guys loved it, and you know, we're all playing basketball or whatever it was outside, and guys were inside too, all looking through, like just looking through all my old hockey photos and trophies and stuff. So yeah, it was a really good time, and I'm super fortunate we had that experience.
I hear your dad's a big Wayne Gretzky guy. That's the word on the street.
Yeah. He's been to a couple of fantasy camps. But yeah, he's a big time Gretzky fan. Loves old time hockey, right? As much as anyone. So yeah, he has a lot of memorabilia.
Okay. Well, congratulations on being the WHL Rookie of the Week, Savin, and keep it going.
Thank you.
Hey, that's the show. I want to say big thanks to Nick Nielsen and Prince Albert and the WHL's Cammy Koepke for her assistance in putting the show together. I'm John Keane. Let's have a great weekend.